ולקחתם אגודה סיזו וטבלתם בדם אשר בסף, והגעתם על המשקוף ועל שתי המזוזוס מן הדם אשר בסף, ואתם לא סייצו איש מפסח ביסו עד בוקר. Fascinating language, v'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ad boker. The Rashbam, you have it here in the third source, says, because there you'll be protected. Simane hadam, asher b'mezuzos, not to mention the mashkof, yagein aleihem, don't go outside. And Rashi basically adopts the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Samach, Tana Rabbanan Dever Be'ir, there's a plague in the city, the coronavirus going around right now. Kanes raglacha. So a person should shelter, stay inside, reduce exposure. Shenemar ve'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ad boker. You know, but there's a little bit of a question here. A question that we should all ask is, why was it really necessary, some of the Achronim deal with it, that the Jewish people should be in their homes all the way until the morning? Because we know that which was really dangerous was taking place when? Exactly, Jacob. As the Pasuk says, you have it in the fifth source, Vayomer Moshe, Koramar Adonai, Kachatzos Halayla, Ani Yotze Besoch Mitzrayim, Umeis Kol Bechor, Beretz Mitzrayim, Bechor Parah Yoshev Al Kiso, Ad Bechor Shivcha, Asher Achar Rechayim, Vechol Bechor Behema. And as we know, as Rashi points out, it's not kachatzos halayla, but from God's point of view, it's bachatzos halayla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea itav urigaav. God is the true master of time. We're supposed to imitate God in that respect, in our relationship with the time. HaChodesh hazalachem rosh chadashim. Kiddush HaChodesh is all about mastery of time. As the Sforno says, right, your life really begins now. Till now, the taskmaster told you what to do, but now you, of course, will be the master of your own ship, your own destiny. And so, in that respect, it's a little strange. V'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ad boker, this matter of safety, it should really only be until chatzos. And the Achronim give all kinds of answers. I'd like to draw your attention for a moment to a seemingly unrelated incident in the Torah, which is discussed both in Parshas Tetzaveh, as well as in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the end of Parshas Tzav, what's known as the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, when Aharon and his family were being transformed and elevated and exalted into their status as Kohanim. And I draw your attention to that because of a striking similarity with respect to the language of the Torah. Here, again, on the night of the 15th in Egypt, Rafi the Pasuk says, V'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ad boker. And the Torah says, with respect to the 7 days of transformation, of elevation, that Aharon and his family underwent, umipesach, you have it in the second source, ohel moed lo seitzu shivas yamim, ad yom milos yimei miluechem. You shall not leave the Ohel Moed. The question is, if the Mishkan wasn't yet built, because the Mishkan is really built on the first of Nisan, what does it mean? The Medrash explains that Moshe actually erected and then was able to deconstruct the Mishkan all 7 days. Mipesach Ohel Moed lo seitzu shivas yamim ad yom melos yimei miluechem ki shivas yamim yimalei esedchem. For 7 days, you are undergoing this process of initiation, inauguration, installation into your role as Kohanim. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol, and then Mutatis Mutandis, his sons, into their roles, and at this point it was all four of them, Nadav, Avihu, Elazar, and Itamar, into their roles as Kohani Hedyot. And it strikes me that this language, Umi Pesach, Oa Moed Lo Seitzu Shivas Yamim, and the consensus appears to be that they could go out at night when there was no avoda going on, but be that as it may, is highly reminiscent of the pasuk that we were struggling with, V'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beiso ad boker. And I would even suggest that it may contain an answer to our question. We wanted to know, why is it that the Jewish people are quarantined, so to speak, in their homes the entire night? Rashi says, on the basis of the Gemara, the Rashbam concurs that it's a matter of danger. But we know that the danger really would have passed as soon as the clock struck midnight. So it can't really be danger, at least I don't think it's really danger. But what might the Yemei HaMiluim, Pesach, Oel Moed Lo Seitzu, teach us about V'atem Lo Seitzu, Ish Mi Pesach Beso Ad Boker? Maybe it's not really about danger, but Aliyah?
Maybe it was about like faith in Hashem.
Okay, but... Well, it sounds like the Mitzrim were truly preoccupied. You know, as the Pasuk says, Vatechazak Mitzrayim al Ha'am, Lemaher Leshalcha min Ha'aretz, Ki Amru Kulanu Mesim, that, you know, they were in dire straits. And so, you know, it's a good question. And I'd like to try to develop it a little bit further. But what can the situation that Aaron and his sons were involved in perhaps teach us about the night of the 15th in Egypt? Avi? I couldn't have said it any better myself. Of course, the culmination of that process, V'lakachti eschem li la'am, can only really be achieved at Har Sinai, V'atem tiuli mamlachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. But it seems to me that this night was a night of transformation. A night when everybody that was in the house, just like Aharon and his sons, were elevated, Pesach Ol Moed Lo Seitzu, that by staying in the home, something happened. God passed over those homes. God had compassion on those homes. What was really reflected was the idea that a bond was being formed. And that transcends whatever the immediate danger of Makas Bechoros was, which would have been felt most directly at Chatzos. Chatzos HaLaila. I'd like to try to prove this by remarkable Gemara in Brachos, perhaps the Gemara that you saw this year. Amar Rab Abba. Hakol Modim. Everybody agrees, the Gemara has just finished a discussion of a Machlokes, Rab Akiva, Rab Elazar ben Azariah, when it comes to the Zman of Achilas Karban Pesach. You know that De Oraisa, Rab Elazar ben Azariah holds you can only eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzos. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, really, you have until Alos HaShachar, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Right, and so the Gemara, in discussion of that machlokes, says the following in the name of Reb Abba. Hakol modim, everybody really agrees. Shenigalu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim lo nigalu ba'erev. When the Jews were redeemed, they really were redeemed that night. Rashi says, you have the seventh source, Nasnu lahem rishus latzeis. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hotziyocho Hashem Elokecha mimitzrayim laila. Chsheyatzu, but when the Jewish people actually left, when they went out, Lo yatzu elo bayom, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says at the very end of Sefer Bamidbar, at the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, Mimachoras haPesach yatzu b'nei Yisrael biyad Rama, it was the next day. Almen nechlaku. What's the dispute between Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, Rabbi Akiva? Al shas chipazon. The pasuk says about the Karban Pesach, v'achaltem oso b'chipazon. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar my chipazon. What do we mean? Chipazon, excuse me, dimitzrayim. When the Egyptians were in a state of frenzy, when the Egyptians were in a state of utter panic and confusion, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, that's of course chatzos. The Karban Pesach has to be consumed by that time. Rabbi Kiva Savar, my chipazon. What does chipazon mean? Chipazon di Yisrael. When the Jewish people were ready to go. The Jewish people only acceded. They only agreed to go in the morning. Tana mihachi, we have a supporting braisa. Hotziyacha Hashem lokecha mitzrayim laila. V'chiba laila yatsu v'lo yatsu ala bayom. Shenamar mimachoras ha-pesach. Melamed shehischila lahem geula miba'erev. Take a look over at Rashi. And I think we'll be able, Avi, to affirm what you said so eloquently. Rashi says, Chipazon de Mitzrayim, Makasa bechor mishal yadam nech bezul lemaher lishalcham. Rashi's quoting here from the pasuk. Vatechazak mitzrayim alaam lemaher lishalcham min aretz. What's chipazon di Yisrael? Lo shamu lahem latzeis ad boker. The Jewish people said, well, you know, we're going out on our own terms. We're going to go out only in the morning. We're not going out when you tell us to go out. We're not your avadim anymore. We're not avadim haborchim. We're not runaway slaves. But we're dignified, exalted, b'nei chorin, who answer not to you, the Egyptian taskmaster, but answer to he who is responsible for our salvation, Hotziyacha Hashem Elokecha Mimitzrayim Laila. And so Avi, it seems to me that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Up until now, the Jews would have never had the gumption. The Egyptians would have said, jump. They would have said, how high? When the Egyptians said, leave, in the middle of the night, Vayakum Paro Laila, Hu V'chol Avada V'chol Amo, Vayikra L'Moshe L'Aron, Kumu Tzumi Tochami, Gam Atem Gam B'nei Yisrael. The Jews would have said, how high? But what we learned is that the night was a night of transformation. Much as the Yimei HaMiluim transformed Aharon and his family into Kohanim, into those who serve God. The process of becoming a Mamlechas Kohanim started on this night. This night where we were secluded with God. Ve'atem lo seitzu ish b'pesach b'soad boker. Ve'haraya. And the evidence is right there in the Gemara. The Egyptians said, leave at night. And when did we agree to leave? On our own terms, in broad daylight. We weren't going to run away like those who've committed some crime and try to escape in the middle of the night. But on the contrary, we were going to go out biyad ramah, in broad daylight, with dignity. Not on their terms, but on our terms. When did this happen? When was this radical transformation when we stopped listening to the Egyptians and started deciding that Chipazon de Mitzrayim is their problem? And we're going to go out in the morning. I would suggest that's the true meaning of V'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beso ad boker. It was a night where we were transformed as a people. There's a recent historical analog to this. There was a very brave Jew. There is a very brave Jew. Today lives in Israel, but he was, of course, born in what was then known as the Soviet Union, Anatoly Sharansky. You've heard of him. He was one of the refuseniks. He demanded that the Soviet Union let him emigrate to the land of Israel. He was put in jail. He was tortured in Siberia and the Gulag. And after many years and after massive international pressure, especially for the Jewish community in the United States of America, the Soviet Union finally acceded to release him in exchange for a number of Soviet citizens who were held in the West. And there was a bridge that he was told to cross in Germany. Germany, of course, was the front line of the Cold War. Right? Germany had been divided into two different countries, East Germany, which was a Soviet satellite state, and West Germany, which of course was part of the Western sphere of influence, NATO. And he was told by the Soviet captors that when he walked across the bridge, he should just walk straight. You go out on our terms. And famously, what did Sharansky do? He zigzagged. I don't know that he knew this Gemara, but I know that he knew this Gemara. He had internalized exactly what it meant. He said, I'm not going out as a slave, as a prisoner, as a free man, as a dignified man. And that's exactly, you know, Masa Avos Siman Labanim, what the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was meant to represent. V'atem lo seitzu ish mipesach beso ad boker. Doesn't seem to me that it's a question of sakana, but it's a question of seclusion. That night, we were meant to reflect all night long on the process of transformation. And I think that this echoes itself in a certain halacha. You all know that the Karban Pesach should be consumed by Chatzos. again, midaraisa for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, midarabanan for Rabbi Akiva. Hallel should be completed by Chatzos, today's day and age, Avikomen, which is a Zecher, at least to the Karban Pesach, if not more, by Chatzos. Hallel, as I said, according to the Ran, Nifzak la'alach in the Ramah, all that by Chatzos. But the night doesn't end there. It's supposed to be a night which is entirely consecrated to focusing on the theme of the bond that was formed between God and the Jewish people on that night. The Ramban, commenting on the pasuk in this week's parsha, Hu alayla hazel lahashem, the Ramban says the words, Mekudash lishmo, sanctified the entire night. And that's why we find in the Haggadah itself, the Tanoim, discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim koloso halayla, the entire night, Eliyah, as you say, way past Chatzos, is consecrated. In the Tosefta, that's why Rabbi Gamliel was studying the Hilchos Karban Pesach, Kol Oso Halayla, because it's not just the din up until Chatzos, but it's the entire night where we relive and we reenact and we reimagine the outset of our relationship with God, when that process of Lakach Yescham Lila Am began. It's a night which is the night of transformation. V'yatem lo seitzu, ish mi pesach beso ad boker.